Welcome back to Caracast, the podcast from Carasoft, the trusted government IT solutions provider. Subscribe to get the latest technology updates in the public sector. I'm Anthony Jimenez, your host from the Carasoft production team. On behalf of Lime, Dell Technologies, and Carasoft, we would like to welcome you to today's podcast, focused around the newly awarded blanket purchase agreement at Naval Air Station Patuxent River, and how strong industry partnerships are enabling the U.S. Navy with mission-driven IT modernization. Andrew Sullivan, Chief Revenue Officer of Lime Technology Solutions, and Jim Kelly, Senior Director of Data Center Sales and Strategy at Dell Technologies, and Corey Rooney, Director of Partner Business Development at Carasoft, will discuss the value of collaboration, innovation, and trusted relationships in supporting federal customers.
Hey, good morning. Thanks. My name is Corey Rooney. I'm the Director of Partner Business Development here at Carasoft. We are very fortunate to have Andrew Sullivan, we like to call him Sully, and Jim Kelly, we like to call him Jimmy, from Dell, and Andrew's from Lime. I am the Director of Partner Business Development here at Carasoft. We've been around since 2004. We have seen a tremendous amount of growth and are very excited to have two very close partners with us today. We are a government and public sector focused distribution partner. I'm very proud to be partnered with Lime and with Dell. And I'm going to turn it over to you.
Perfect. Thanks, Corey. So Lime, we've been around since 1984. We are very heavily partnered with Carasoft. They're just an incredible partner for us at Lime, really helping to scale our business. And we've been a longtime partner with Dell as well. Dell's original very first GSA letter of supply holder back when Dell was getting into the business. So, you know, we're pleased to have such strong partners to help us motivate our business and grow it. And we're here today to talk about our BPA specific to the Navy, but also more generically, like how we help our customers get the best products. So I'll turn it over to Jimmy Kelly from Dell. He is the sales leader for the data center practice at Dell.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I'm Jimmy Kelly. I run the storage business over here at Dell Federal. And my business partner, Lev Cates, and I collectively are responsible for all the ISG business. So think server, storage, and networking. Let me begin by just saying there are no friends like old friends. And certainly you guys fit into that category. You know, from my lens, we're only as good as those that we surround ourselves with. And at Dell, we're blessed. And I mean that sincerely, to have partners like Lime and certainly Carasoft to work with. You know, my boss, his name is Ken Doherty, that runs the North America data center business for us here at Dell. He has a saying, and it is know me, like me, trust me, and partner with me.
Yeah, that's awesome, Jimmy. We definitely appreciate the partnership. And I think it's just a continuation of bringing the technology to the warfighter, so to speak. So we're going to continue to do one-day events down at Pax River with Dell. You know, we're going to do lots of technology days down there, highlighting the BPA, highlighting Dell, highlighting our partnership with Carasoft and Dell as well. So we're looking forward to just continued growth. It's really about creating some brand awareness now down there with this contract and get folks really excited to use it. It's a rapid acquisition tool for them, 250,000 and under. But it has a ceiling of $5 million per year. So we're excited about it and, you know, excited to strengthen our partnership with Dell.
Well, just a couple of thoughts. You know, we're a matrixed organization over here. And so we have any number of people that are at Pax River on a daily basis. So this isn't something that we do haphazardly. It is a coordinated effort in everything that we do out there. And from a standpoint of interacting and truly partnering with that group of people, I think you're in a good spot. And I think it's also a sign of what's happening in the federal government right now with respect to, you know, customers wanting to do business with fewer, more strategic partners, hence the BPA, so they can streamline the business and make it considerably easier for the end user to get the things that they need. And that's certainly where we come into play. You know, we have a point of view, a repeatable framework, and solutions to help our customers create a vision and an executable roadmap to position them for long-term success. We've demonstrated that in spades with the group out at Pax River, you know, hence, you know, working with, you know, everything from flight simulation to development and in the labs. So I think, you know, and oh, by the way, Sully, we have we got a lot of stick time. We call with flight hours, so to speak, you know. And so we've got the luxury of having captured many lessons learned and therefore being able to implement best practices. And that puts us in a great spot to be a difference-making IT partner to the various entities and various customers out at PAX. So I'm excited, man. Look at, you know, I opened by saying there are no friends like old friends, and then parlaying that into know me, like me, trust me. You and I have covered that territory for a period of
Sure.
time, right? So that is a constant in this relationship. So we've moved well beyond that. Now we're into making a difference for the customer, working together. And oh, by the way, is there anyone better than Carahsoft to help us do that? I don't think so.
We appreciate that, Jim. You mentioned being a partner to the customer. I'd love it if you could go a little bit deeper into your expectations of a partner and what you'd like to get out of Lime and what your expectations are of them in the account and as a partner overall.
Good segue, Corey. So look at well, and it goes back to the relationship that Sully and Josh and some of my senior leaders over here have. First and foremost, we are a known entity there. Lime will be a known entity before long. There is power in partnering with Dell. And I think Sully would agree with me that we aren't there to sell anything. We're there to be a strategic, consultative partner, Corey. So one of the things that we pride ourselves in over here at Dell is being exactly that. We take a consultative selling approach. We didn't get to where we are at Pax River or any other place throughout the Department of Defense or civilian for that matter without taking that approach. You know, first thing we ask is, hey, what workloads are you running? You know, what apps are in play here? Is it block, file, or both? You know, we look at the current platform. Are you storage, CI, HCI, et cetera? You know, kind of understand the budget, the size of the environment, what SLAs are in place. We're looking at performance, security, availability, resiliency, all of those things. And then, of course, you know, as the OEM, I've got to know the competitive presence that's there. Am I dealing, you know, who from my competitive landscape am I going to have to compete against and therefore demonstrate that I bring something different to the fight? Because at no time would I ever go in and suggest to a customer, I want, if you have something that's working, if you have something that meets every expectation that you have, if it's not broken, don't fix it, right? So we take that consultative approach. We try to understand an end user's desired plan to modernize, build versus buy, et cetera, et cetera. We talk to them about, you know, accelerating their AI adoption and make sure they have a multi-cloud strategy. And Sully and I have done this time and time again with various customers. And the expectation is that we're going to demonstrate that, you know, or replicate that success with Pax River on this BPA.
Yeah, I love that. You know, I've been doing this a long time myself, and I've done a little bit of everything in the Fed space, but done a lot with the DoD. And one of the things that always intrigued me was kind of supporting the mission. And to me, to your point of we're not selling anything, there was no greater satisfaction than understanding what a customer is trying to do and giving them the tools and the ability to do that and meet their objectives. So while I never served myself, and by the way, thank you for your service, Jimmy.
Absolutely.
But I always felt like this was my way to give back to the military. A lot of smart people, a lot of people putting themselves in harm's way sometimes. And, you know, the technology as I've sold to them, sometimes they're just to communicate with their family, like while they're deployed. So that mission became so critical for me, really understanding what they were trying to do. So I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, man. So as we get out there, and Sully, I encourage you to lean into me if you need anything, you know that. But as I said, you know, we've got people out there in groups practically every day. I'd love to get out there with you personally and go have some of these conversations with the customers that we have developed relationships with over a period of time. And I really want to lean into what they're doing from an AI adoption standpoint. I think you're going to be really surprised in terms of how far along Pax River is and what they've been able to accomplish. And, you know, start talking a little bit about more about, I guess, you know, the multi-cloud strategy. Of course, again, we've got stick time. We've taken some bumps on the head and we've had some lessons learned, you know, the cloud first versus cloud smart. We successfully navigated our way through that. We have a multi-cloud by design approach versus default. And, you know, we've invested a lot of intellectual capital, time and effort in making sure that we can leverage our strengths to help customers make good, educated decisions. You know, at one point, and you and I've just talked about this a little bit, you know, cloud for me as an OEM was a bad word. You know, and we knew that there was a place for cloud, but we didn't know how to embrace it as an OEM. We figured that out. We don't run from the cloud now. We run to the cloud. So, but you've got to have that hybrid approach. And certainly, you know, Pax River has demonstrated their a good working knowledge of how to do that. So I'd like to get you involved in some of those conversations. And then, of course, you understand our portfolio and what we had the capability to provide. So anything you need, my man, here to help, brother, here to help.
Appreciate you.
Anything else I can answer for you guys this morning?
I don't think so.
Good on my side. Yeah, I think that was great, Jim.
I'm good on my side and appreciate the partnership as always, Jimmy. Great to see you.
One team, one fight, Sully.
Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe to Caracast, and be sure to listen to our other discussions. If you'd like more information on how Lime, Dell Technologies, and Carasoft can assist your organization, please visit www.carasoft.com or email us at delltechnologies@carasoft.com. Thanks again for listening, and have a great day.